So, Hannah Arnold is going to mute everybody except me.
It has already happened.
That's great. And it's time to stretch. So, stretching and seeing if you're, if we start from the top, see if your head or your face needs to be rubbed, massaged. I'm going to try to avoid the microphone here. Might as well not do my face then, but you can massage your faces. Let's see if you can find some yawns. Even some deep breaths. Although I have to say, I miss hearing the rest of you yawn. I can see you yawn, though. That's good. And as you stretch, take notice of whether you're stretching at a pace that suits your body right now, or whether you're stretching a little bit too energetically. Which often happens. So if you're being a little bit too fast, see if you can drop a bit deeper into yourself and just notice, how does it feel good to stretch? If you're sitting in a chair, you can even use the chair back to give yourself a nice back massage. And yawn. And take it farther down. Since nobody's really watching you, you can also consider massaging your body. You can massage your tummy and your chest, and your arms. And you can also stretch your body by turning sideways, seeing how far you can turn your head in the direction that you're turning. Remember to stretch your hands as well, your forearms. They don't get cheated. And yawns are always welcome. And now going down to your legs. Stretching your legs and your feet. Yes. And yawns are always welcome. Those of you who have done trainings with me know that I often say that yawns are also one of the best ways to regulate your nervous system. So finding ways to yawn is a fantastic way to boost your immune system and support your social engagement system and regulate your autonomic nervous system. And you're welcome to continue to move. My meditations are not necessarily sitting still meditations, but as you move, play with the sense of moving in a way that feels comforting inside, that feels good inside, that your body likes, that makes your autonomic system go, ah, yes. Ah, yes, this is nice. And for you, that may be still stretching or yawning. It may be gentle rocking movements. It may also be sitting still. Whatever feels right just now. Notice if there are any parts of your body that either you haven't actually paid attention to yet, or that as you settle deeper, that say, I need a little bit more. I didn't get quite enough. Right now for me, it's the area between my shoulder blades. Or it could be, some of you need to feel a need to stand up and just stretch standing for a moment. And it's time to settle into the position that you want to meditate in. So if you're standing, if you don't want to meditate standing, it's time to sit. But you still don't have to be still. In meditation, aliveness, basic aliveness is essential. Much more important than stillness. It comes before stillness. So from here, take a moment to just notice what kind of movement or stillness your body likes right now. And let your awareness settle into your sense of each inhale and exhale, each breath. There's a subtle game that we play here, which is to let our awareness be as relaxed as possible in our breathing. We've all learned that paying attention to something has to do with also controlling it, doing something to it. That's how we learn to pay attention. So now we can practice how to pay attention, how to be attentive without acting. And you may have thoughts about how your breathing should be. You know, it should be in your belly or whatever your rules about breathing are. But for now, just see if you can release that and get curious about letting life breathe. If you let the deep life impulse that developed when our distant forefathers came out of the primordial oceans and started to move around on land, and there was oxygen in the air, breathing regulation was developed and has been passed down through generations until us. Life really, really, really knows in us how to breathe. So take a moment just to relax your attention into that constant ocean-like wave motion that holds you day and night. In joy and grief, in fear, and in safety. Noticing where in your body can you feel this movement? If you start with the air coming in through your nose and perhaps also your mouth, and going up, it goes up into your forehead, behind your forehead. You can actually feel the effect in your head, and then it goes back and down. You can feel this cool air streaming down. And then there are all the physical movements that make that happen. Movements in your shoulders and your chest and your back and your belly. You can probably even hear the sound of your breathing. Besides those more obvious movements, there are also some very subtle movements. For instance, if you notice your pelvic floor and your genitals, which may not be one of the places that you usually think about when you're paying attention to your breathing, but if you pay attention to them now, you'll notice that there's a subtle movement of breath. The wave motion is active there too. Your breathing is an amazing activity because it regulates everything in our organism. It regulates the speed of everything. So on every inhale, everything in your brain, everything in your body speeds up a little bit. Your heart beats faster. Nerves in your whole body fire more quickly. all the activity in you speeds up. On each exhale, everything, including every firing of every nerve, slows down, including your heart rate, which slows down. So play a bit with noticing this sense of the global quality of your breathing that is not just in your belly or your chest or your throat or your head. It's actually all the way out into your toes, into your fingertips. You probably can't feel it everywhere at once. That's a big order, but notice some places where you can feel it, maybe your legs. Maybe the palms of your hands. You're still welcome to stretch or to follow movement impulses if that feels good to do, if your body asks for it, or yawn. So this global you also has a center line. So we're going to go to that now. So breathing has a natural movement coming into our bodies and down and then back up again and out of our bodies. But we're going to take it a little bit farther. So start by noticing your seat, your sit bones. See if you can shift a little bit on your sit bones to get a sense of weight down through your rear end, your butt. Just feel how your pelvis and your spine can straighten or roll up from there. If you lean forwards a little bit, you will actually move and activate your whole spine and your head as well. Do it a couple of times and then relax into your breathing again so you don't start making too much of an effort. If you're feeling adventurous, you can play with seeing if you can have a relaxed breathing and allow your spine to wave at the same time. And even let your whole spine move in the rhythm of your breathing. Not adjusting your breathing to your movement, but adjusting your movement to your breathing. So your breathing is determining your movement. Nice. From here, go to the top of your head. You can put a hand there if it's nice to do. Or both hands. And take a bit of time to feel the sense of the top of your head. And now feel your pelvic floor at the same time. If your arms get tired, you can take them down. Just continue to feel the top of your head and your pelvic floor. And the space in between them, like an inner space that goes from the middle of the top of your head down to your perineum, right behind your genitals, your pelvic floor. And as you stay with that sense of core space, you can feel how your breathing moves through that or along that, the sense of the waves of breathing. Enlivening, shifting your whole flexible body. And take a moment now to, as you sense that whole core area, I'd like you to turn your attention to something that you recognize inside yourself. It may have words, but it may also be without words. A core quality of you, an essence of yourself. And just touch into that. An essence of who you really are that's always there. When you're happy, when you feel safe, when you're scared, when you're sad, when you're angry, when you're joyful, when you're worried, even when you're sleeping, that quality, that essence is always there. And connecting that to the sense of your center line, the central space, this core space from the top of your head to your pelvic floor. If it doesn't come to you or comes to you only vaguely, don't worry about it. It may show up in the next moments or minutes or hours or days. It's bringing our attention towards that's important. Letting that silent part of us, deep inner quality of us, know that we're paying attention and that we are connecting it to the core of our existence, the core of our physical existence, the core space from the top of our head to the bottoms of our pelvises. And take a moment to also let your attention go outwards. We're 86 people on this call, and we're all doing that. We're connecting into 86 essences. In shared presence. And from here, let your awareness go outwards. Let this sense of your core, your essence, whatever, however far you are with that right now, let that also open to the people in your life, the ones that you're concerned about and the ones that you feel are safe that you're not concerned about at the moment. And also just acknowledging or having a sense of, whether you know it or not, their essence qualities. Again, it can just be a wordless knowing. And it's not going through each of them, it's just the sense of them. The deepest aspect of them that you know. And coming back to yourself. Your own core, your own essence, your own breathing, your own body. Noticing, bringing your awareness to your sense of resource and your sense of stress or pain today, whether you've formulated it, written it, or it's only now that you're focusing on it. But bring your awareness to those two things and those two focus points in your awareness. Letting your breathing, the waves of breath, waves of the breath of life, be with both of those qualities. Letting your core essence be with both of those, the resource and the stress. And from here, connect to your sense of spirit. Whether you find that in nature or in a meditative practice or in prayer or somewhere else, your sense of spirit. Welcoming it into you, welcoming it into your awareness and into all the things in your awareness. Welcoming the blessing and the greater presence into your core, into your essence, into your stressor, into your resource. Into all of us here. And from us, from our essence quality outwards into all those that we know. And further outwards to the world itself, the human world, but also the animal world and the plant world, the physical world. It's really something that's already there, this quality of spirit being already present in everyone, in everything, in living beings and in the world itself. But we bring our awareness to it. We allow our awareness to flow with that. To become conscious parts of that song of spirit and of life. And allowing ourselves also to be nourished by that greater world that we are a part of. No feelings of gratitude for the food and the love, the support. The air and water. That nourishes us every day. And it's time to finish this meditation. And as you do that, give yourself the time and the space to stretch and also to take the echo or the opening to this space that we've just been in and take it with you so you don't shut yourself off from it. It's there, it's yours, it's ours, belongs to all of us. We are born out of this earth. We die back into it. We are born out of spirit. We die back into it. Yeah.